Yes, happy birthday to the biggest rapper and the greatest rapper of all time, Christopher Wallace, aka Notorious B.I.G. Happy 50th birthday to Notorious B.I.G. Brooklyn, stand up. Stand the fuck up. Brooklyn, we in here and we did it, Brooklyn. We did it. You know what I'm saying? Notorious B.I.G., man. Born May 21st, 1972. You know what I mean? 1972, bro. Born 1972, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that is crazy. That a rapper born in Brooklyn, New York, to Jamaican parents, and be one of the best and the greatest rapper of all time, man. You know what I mean? Like, Biggie is the truth, yo. Biggie is the truth. It was all the dream. I used to read Word Up magazine, Salt and Pepper and Heavy up in the limousine. I ain't gonna go into the whole lyrics. You know the lyrics, man. I don't have to tell you. I mean, Biggie is a god and he's a king. You know what I'm saying? He's the king of this rap shit. All the guys in hip hop are all kings, queens, princes, and princesses in this fucking genre. Excuse me, this hip-hop genre, man. You know what I'm saying? Happy 50th, or heavenly 50th birthday to Biggie. If Biggie would have been 50 years old. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So happy heavenly birthday to Biggie, man. Notorious B.I.G. I bet up in heaven you're having a birthday bash for Biggie. A birthday bash, you know what I'm saying? Jam Master J DJing. You know what I'm saying? Up in heaven. Jam Master J DJing. J Dilla DJing too. Musical guest Sean Price performing. Pac performing. Who else? ODB, Guru, Aaliyah, Louis Rankin. Oh man, so many people up in heaven. Biz Markie, DMX. Prince Marky D, Andre Harrell, I mean, all them guys, man, up in heaven, probably having a birthday bash for Biggie. You know what I'm saying? Kobe Bryant is probably there up in heaven. You know what I'm saying? Kobe Bryant, Paul Walker, Louis Rankin, Red Fox, you know what I'm saying? They probably there cracking jokes up in heaven. Yes, man. Happy 50th birthday to Biggie, man. Notorious B.I.G. Brooklyn right now, they doing a birthday bash for him. Just like they doing in Jamaica for Bob Marley. They doing a birthday bash for him in Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? Playing his music. You know what I mean? Yes, man. It's great that Biggie is getting honor and the respect that he fucking deserves. You know what I'm saying? I first fell in love with Biggie musically. When I first heard Biggie and his music, when I first heard Party and Bullshit, I mean Party and Bullshit off of the Who's the Man soundtrack, the Ed Lover Dr. Dre movie, and it has an all-star cast from Bernie Mac to Bill Bellamy to Fife Dog. Who else is in that movie? Five Dog, Kool G Rap, Heavy D, Run DMC, Queen Latifah's in the movie, Salt and Pepper's in the movie, Be Real is in the movie too, Criss Cross is in the movie, Leaders of the New School's in the movie. Yeah, so many people. And they played his song, Party and Bullshit and Party and Bullshit. I mean, bro, they played a song in the movie. I'm like, wow. And then he did the Supercat joint, the Dolly My Baby joint with Supercat. Yes, that joint is tough too. I love him when you call me Big Papa. You see what Biggie did? He had a hotline And then he made that hot line turn to a hot fucking song. Ain't that a bitch? Ain't that a bitch? That is crazy. Biggie was using it right. He was not using it wrong. He was using it right. I love it when you call me Big Pop. Fuck the show, stop. Yes. Yes. You know what I'm saying? The Super Cat joint, Dolly My Baby joint. I mean, that's crazy. The Lord, I can't take it no more. The Lord, I can't take it no more. That's off of Papa San's song, Maddie Cry. Lord, I can't take it no more. Lord, I can't take it no more. You see, like, Biggie is adding his Jamaican roots into his music, fam. You know what I'm saying? The unexploding spot on your asshole. You know what I'm saying? Like, Biggie don't forget his roots and culture, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, Biggie, he doesn't forget his roots and culture, bro. Like, bro, like, he does not forget his roots and culture, man. Like, this dude is, like, you know what I'm saying? He never leave out his culture in his music. His Jamaican culture, his background in his music, bro. So I salute Biggie for doing that, man. Yes, man. Then Ready to Die. That Ready to Die album is bananas. It's really bananas. I love that Ready to Die album. It's really fucking bananas, man. That album is so fucking bananas. It's not even funny. It's not even funny. I love that album. That album is bad. Like, Ready to Die, the intro starts off with Biggie being born. And then... what is it? Then there was a funny part too, where Biggie's mom, played by Lil' Kim, in the album, is arguing with a guy, not in a Jamaican accent, but in an American accent, like, what? God damn it, Vanilla, what the fuck is wrong with you? Huh? I told Christopher to the man, you got little boy out. I mean, shit. Then the next part starts off with Biggie robbing a fucking train in 86, and the background they're playing Audio 2 Top Billing, and that is crazy. And then the last part, bit or skit or whatever, they playing Snoop Dogg's The Shiznit and shit. I mean, crazy. I mean, this album is fucking crazy, fam. This album is like a fucking movie. You know what I'm saying? This album is like a movie. It has two sex skits. I mean, that is crazy. Like, two sex skits. I'm like, shit. I'm like, damn. Biggie, oh Lord. These guys in the record, in Artista, Clyde Davis and them guys, they fucking letting this shit slide. Like, they having two sex skits. And they letting this shit slide. I'm like, damn, these fucking guys ain't playing. They ain't playing. They letting this shit slide. Because I remember one time he was signed with Uptown and MCA. They said, we can't deal with this guy because of his lyrical content. It's too violent, too much language, it's too sexual. We can't deal with this shit. We can't deal with him. Because at that time, Puffy got fired from Uptown. He got fired from Uptown and shit. And the label didn't know what the fuck to do with Biggie because of his lyrical content. Because he was too raw and he was too this. And the album is dealing with, his lyrics is dealing with violence and shit. I'm like, this guy is too raw. We can't deal with this guy. MCA Records said that. We can't deal with him. Like, this man is too fucking raw. Like, what the fuck is this? Like, this man is too damn raw. Like, this guy is too fucking raw, bro. Like, we can't deal with this guy. Yeah. Yes, man. Two sex skits in the album. And okay, I was on YouTube. This guy on YouTube is reacting to the end of Biggie's song, Respect. He was doing a reaction to it. A straight up reaction to it. Hold on a second right there. Hold on, let me be right back. Hold on a second. No, we're back. I'm very sorry. Technical difficulties. Yeah, man. A guy on YouTube was doing a reaction to Biggie's song, Respect. In the end of the song, Respect, Biggie is asking some girl, "Why are you acting like that? You know what I'm saying? Just give my dick a pet. And then the guy's reaction was was priceless. He's like, "Whoa!" Like, he was like in shock, like, "Yo, like, this guy is ridiculous, fam. Like, Biggie's wild." He's like, "Yo." And then when he heard the skit, the end of the song with the girl sucking Biggie's dick, he was like, "Okay, all right, let me stop that right there. Okay, I don't want YouTube to come after me and blah blah blah." Blah, 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 blah. Yes. And then his reaction, and there was another reaction too of him, of the guy that did the reaction to Biggie's giving a loot. At the end of the song of giving a loot, Biggie is smoking and he's coughing and shit. And his reaction to Biggie coughing was priceless too. And he's trying to stop it too. Like, yo, Biggie is wild. Hearing Biggie coughing and then hearing him moan and shit. Like, fuck, man. If they did this, I don't know how the fuck the label could tolerate this album. But if he did this shit right now, they would be like, "Oh, hell no. Hell fucking no. You're not gonna be coughing at the end of your song, and you're not gonna be moaning and groaning and doing all kind of nasty shit in this album, okay? Because if you do that shit on this album, we're gonna shelf the album and we're gonna drop you. Because back then, you could do all kinds of shit on your album. You could put a skit, you could sample a part off of a fucking movie and shit. But right now, in this fucking world, you can't do that. Because if you do that shit, you're gonna get copyright claims, you're gonna get lawsuits, all kinds of shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's why hip hop ain't the same no more, because you know why? These industry people, they taking control of it now. They taking control of it now, fam. Straight up. No, I mean, they taking control of it. And that's fucking sad. Yeah. But anyways, man, Not Ready to Die album is a great album. Plus, I seen a white guy did a reaction, a sad reaction to Suicide Thoughts. I mean, this song, Suicide Thoughts, you know, fuck this dude up, this white guy up. Like, he was bawling. He was crying when he heard the song. Because he know how it is, fam. He knows how it is. I don't blame dude for crying off a song like Suicide Thoughts. I don't blame dude for being emotional to hear a song like that. You know what I'm saying? Hearing a song like Biggie calling his homeboy in the middle of the night saying, "When I die, fuck it, I wanna go to hell because I'm a piece of shit. It ain't hard to tell." And all kinds of shit, you know what I'm saying? And you could hear Puffy on the phone, it's like, "Yo, Big, what the fuck are you talking about, bro? Like, what's wrong with you? What are you doing? Yo, Big. Yo, what the fuck is wrong with you, bro? Like, come on, dog. Are you serious, dog? Like, come on, man. Come on, stop this shit. Stop this bullshit, man. Stop it right now, fam. Like, stop it. Stop it." You know what I'm saying? And that's why dude who did a reaction to that video of the song to Suicidal Thoughts was in tears, crying his eyes off. Because he knows how it is. How a person who's calling you, your loved one calling you and saying, "Yo, I love you so much, but you know what? I gotta take my own life. I'm out of here, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm out of here. I got the gun with me. It's pointed at my head." And you probably tell him, "Yo, remove that fucking gun away from you. Put that gun away or throw it out. You ain't killing yourself, all right? I'm coming over your house right now and we're gonna have a serious talk. You don't need to. Because you know why? You don't need to come here. Because you know what? I want to take my own life." No. You're not doing that shit. You are fucking loved. And I see why that guy reacted to that song. You know what I'm saying? It's not, and like, and yo, it's not just black people that kill themselves too. It's white people. You know what I mean? Everybody's doing that shit. Everybody's doing that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to make a light of it or anything like that. Everybody is going through it. You know what I'm saying? To see a white dude like that crying his eyes off. His eyes off. That's really fucking, you know, shocking to me to see that. Because, you know, it's hip-hop music. You know what I'm saying? When you listen to rap music or rap songs like that, some of you guys don't have an emotional to it. Some of you guys be like, yeah, it's just a song. It's rap music, man. Rap music doesn't make people sad. It just makes people mad and blah, blah, blah. And you know how it is in hip-hop. It just make people mad and make people do crazy things. They don't have no emotion. Rap music ain't music. It's just people talking. And people cussing and people using this fucking foul language and ray-tay-tay-tay-tay. Who cares, man? It's art. Y'all guys watch movies. Y'all watch the hardcore movies where someone getting shot or killed or injured and shit. Y'all guys get teared up too. Why you can't tear up to a rap song? You know, so I bet all you fucking guys teared up when you heard Ludacris' Runaway Love. You know, I know I never expect Luda to do a song like that. A song called Runaway Love. Like, what the fuck? Runaway Love? That's crazy. Like, Ludacris, that, is that the same guy who did Move Bitch Get Out the Way? He's doing a song about runaways? Man, fuck that. That song probably had a lot of people crying their eyes off. Crying their eyes off. Because they probably lost somebody from this type of shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, man. It's really fucking crazy, bro. Yeah, to see a white dude react to suicidal thoughts, that is crazy. That is crazy. But you know, as hip-hop music, it has content and storylines too, okay? Yes. And then his album, Life After Death. Another album too, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's doing reaction to songs like Niggas Bleed and Somebody Got to Die. If I go, you gotta go. And you're like, yo, Biggie is crazy. He's a crazy storyteller, man. This guy is deep. He is deep, fam. He is deep. That's why people love Biggie so much, because he's so fucking deep. And people love Pac too much too, because he's so fucking deep too. They both deep artists. They both deep artists and they both fucking legends. That's why people love these guys. They love Biggie and they love Pac because they're so fucking deep. And so real. And so real. And everybody talks about Biggie's music should be used in schools. It should be used in universities and colleges. You know what I'm saying? Because this guy is so, Biggie is so blood clot intelligent. He's so damn smart. You know what I'm saying? He's so damn smart. He rhymes on the top of his fucking head. He don't write shit. He rhymes on the top of his Ross head. This man could fucking, bro. This man is, yo, he is talented. He is so damn talented. It's not even funny. It's not even funny. Not even funny. And that's why we honoring this man right here. We honoring him. You know what I'm saying? We honoring this guy. Because this guy is the best. He's the greatest of all time. You know what I'm saying? 2 months ago, we honored Sean Price, who turned 50 years old. And we give this man respect too. Just like how we give him Biggie respect right now. Because both of them, both Sean and Biggie, were born the same year in the same borough, Brooklyn. Sean is from Brownsville. Biggie's from Bed-Stuy. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, this is so wonderful, man. So wonderful, guy. This is so wonderful. You know what I mean? That we're honoring these two legends this year. Because this is a great year. This is a great year to honor these guys, Biggie and Sean Price, because they're both born in 1972. You know what I'm saying? They both are talented. They both could rap their asses off. They both could fucking, you know, make you laugh. They both could make you, you know, think. They both could make you be like, oh shit, like Sean ain't playing, Big ain't playing, right? And they probably doing a song upstairs right now. Right now. They probably doing a song right now in heaven. They probably doing a song right now in heaven, produced by Jay Dilla up in heaven. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. They probably doing a collaboration with Heavy D, Prince Markie D, Big Pun, Biz Markie, and who else? Big L. Yes, a fucking song. You know, I'm probably doing a part two to Heavy D's song. You on point, pop, all the time. You on point, Heavy. Oh, they probably doing that shit too. I'm like, oh, Ross Clot. Hey. Biggie. I mean, wow. You know what I'm saying? These guys are legendary, man. You know what I mean? Sky is the Limit is one of my favorite songs too off of Big's album. I love the beginning with the mother talking to her son, saying, my child, you have grown up and hold on to your dream tight, because you know why? Sky's the Limit. And you know, and then you have My Downfall. That track is dope. And Long Kiss is Good Night. Another dope track too. I mean, wow, this Biggie album is crazy. And then fast forward to 2005, they do the Biggie Duets album. And they did a song with the legendary Bob Marley called Johnny Was, What Is Hold Your Head. But the song samples Bob Marley's song, Johnny Was. And I mean, wow. That is so... Whoever made up that concept is very fucking intelligent. Because, bro, you're going to put a classic song, two classic songs, Suicidal Thoughts and Meet Johnny Was, because they both are deep songs. Johnny Was is a song about a guy, I think he's one of Bob Marley's friends or friends of the neighborhood in Jamaica. I think he was walking down the street and he got shot from a straight bullet. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, so happy 50th birthday to the late Notorious B.I.G. Brooklyn. We did it. And Brooklyn really did it for you, Big. Straight up, Big. We love you and we miss you. We always love Big Papa. We love you, Big. And we miss you. We miss you. If you was alive today, man, you'd be schooling these young cats. You'd be schooling these young cats. If Biggie and Pac and Pun and all them guys were alive today, they be schooling these young cats, telling them, dog, leave the bullshit alone and focus on your music. You didn't come to the music game to act stupid. Leave that dumb shit alone. You have a job now. This is your job now. You're not working a 9-to-5 at a grocery store no more. You know what I'm saying? This is your dream. You know what I'm saying? Now you're going to throw your dreams away because of some dumb shit. Yeah, Big was alive and Pac was alive and Pun was alive and all them guys were alive. They'd be schooling these young cats right now and say, yo, move in silence. You don't need to put people, yeah, you don't need to put your address and where you're staying, where you're living to everybody. People don't need to know that. That's why you got to move low key. You know what I'm saying? And that's what Biggie said in 10 Commandments. Move in silence. Bad boys move in silence. You know what I'm saying? I feel like playing some 10 Crack Commandments right now. But anyways, happy birthday to Biggie, man. We love you and we miss you, man. Peace.